This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Season.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We were just talking about Joe Flacco and the young guys and everything else. A good buddy of ours just sent me a text. Said, Jeff, did you ever take your kids to a petting zoo when they were little? If you did, and you bought a bucket of the food pellets to feed the deer?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
You probably remember the big deer doesn't step aside so the little Bambi can eat. That's how I compare veterans competing for a starting job with younger players. That's good stuff right there.
There you go.
If he tells me I can out him, I'll out him, but that's good stuff right there. That's what Joe Flacco's doing. Hey, Shador has an oblique injury. Tough. I'm not going to tell you that publicly. But
how long does oblique keep you out?
Well, Andy, really? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
An oblique... grade one strain is a mild strain with minimal muscle fiber damage.
Oh, okay. The term micro tears.
A grade three is actually a severe strain, potentially involving a muscle rupture.
Ooh, that's not
so
good.
So we don't know.
Rupture's bad. Don't like rupture.
Symptoms, bad. Pain can be sharp or dull, may worsen with movement. Treatment, rest. Mm. Avoiding activities that aggravate the pain is crucial for healing. You want ice. You want compression. You want pain relievers and physical therapy and maybe some injections. Surgery's rarely needed.
Oh,
but
good.
Return to activity. Gradual return. Oblique injury. It's important to gradually increase activity levels to avoid re-injury.
Ah,
gradually.
Gotcha.
Internet's a hell of a thing.
That doesn't sound like you go back and practice against Philadelphia and then play on Saturday, does it?
Well, no, not this week. But you got to wonder how severe the oblique injury is, right?
That's well, what we're trying to figure out right now. You do.
Like, maybe we'll probably find out tomorrow morning.
Here's the thing.
Thank you, Dr. Redpen.
You're welcome. There are two injuries that seem to take longer to heal than you kind of think injuries should take to heal sometimes.
Okay.
Hamstrings. Because have you ever had a hamstring injury?
Mm-mm. I probably have.
I had one, a really bad one, and
I mean I've had pulls.
You don't want to if you push it and you go back out and you try and do something again, you can really easily aggravate it. And the other one is the oblique injury that you hear so much about, and it usually calls for shutting it down and letting it heal. So let's assume it's really minor and he felt just a little twinge in the side.
Next week.
Well, maybe even tomorrow. Maybe even tomorrow. Who knows? If it's more serious, there's your man on the IR, Andy. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we're less
Pickett's
than
working
we're,
his
we're,
way back
we're a month
in,
away
right?
from the start of the season, right?
Keep Tyler Huntley.
Well, and Dan?
And you're going to keep four quarterbacks on the roster with Tyler Huntley?
Right now you have two two healthy quarterbacks.
I'm just a hungry man that doesn't want to pay for dinner. I can figure this out. I'm looking for it.
You have six of them, and two of them are healthy. I'm sorry.
And one of them's 40.
Q threw
the
out.
Old guy.
Can we stop throwing his age out there? Can we just stop?
No, you would think he's the most prone to injury.
Oh, you're saying that the 40-year-old is healthy. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, the 40-year-old's healthy. Good for him.
He's the healthy one. It's the young ones that are all banged up.
He's the one who's healthy, keeping his mouth closed when Shador's oblique injury. Hey, I don't know. Dylan's hamstring.
Would it be great if it would have turned? You know, it's a grade, whatever. And I had a chance to look at it while we were back in the quarterback
room.
When
I took pre-med online courses while I was sitting on the couch,
and I could tell by the pressure test that I was giving him because I have a special machine that tells me what grade it is without actually looking at it. It's just outstanding.
Our dedicated caller Q, before we went to all the press conferences, called, and oblique has a Q in it, by the way. Called the quarterback situation a debacle. Is it a debacle?
It's more like a roulette wheel right now.
I don't think it's a debacle yet, but you know what? Kevin has talked about naming a starting quarterback and blah, 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 blah. Get through Saturday's game, and then in your press conference on Sunday, name your starter. Let's go.
You think he's doing that?
Yeah, I think he should.
You think he should? You think he will?
Calm everything down. Put everybody in their proper place. Get everybody ready and go.
Dan, give me the odds.
Mary Kay was with us yesterday, and Mary Kay thought that the game three would be the dress rehearsal against the Rams here in Cleveland. Well, if it's the dress rehearsal, you should know your starting quarterback before you go into it. So just go ahead and name him.
Give me the odds on this. Ready?
Okay.
He either is on Saturday, maybe. Does he do a Sunday availability? Monday. He'll tell you are the odds greater that he will tell you who the starting quarterback is week one after this game, or will he tell you the day he's going to tell you who's the starting quarterback? So he's either going to tell you or
either.
Tell you when he's going to tell you.
I don't think you're getting either. I bet you he'll come out and do the Kevin Stefanski tap dance on the Sunday/Monday presser that he does very, very well. Then on... let's say
he does
Wednesday.
Very, very well.
We'll say Wednesday. He'll say so-and-so is going to start the third preseason game. And then not say anything about it, including, we're going to evaluate, we're going to do this. And especially post-game, he'll go, we'll evaluate the position. And I bet you the Monday of game week, you're going to find out who the starting quarterback is.
I think
Monday of game week?
I think so.
You don't think he's going to name a starter until after the preseason and the Monday before the first game?
I think he names the starter right after the Rams game.
Oh, I don't think so. These coaches love this whole idea of, we have to play everything very close to the vest, so then that way these teams have to prepare for all five of our quarterbacks.
Or is it this? You're going to keep your mouth shut, not say a word, because you don't know what you're going to get in a trade offer? For which guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, now you're talking trade. That's the first time I've heard you talk trade.
Well,
first time.
Andy, you now have five quarterbacks.
Six.
You're not keeping five. That I guarantee you, Andy. I'll go with you on that one. You're not keeping five. You're not keeping five. Somebody's going to have to
go. But if you keep four active and Deshaun, that's five, Jeff. I can do the math on
that. No, I mean, I'm not even counting Deshaun.
Oh, Deshaun.
You're not keeping five. Hey, there's the possibility Tyler Huntley goes out and plays on Saturday and looks great. and then to me, you trade Tyler Huntley. Somebody might need him. Now, what are you going to get for him?
This has got to be a drinking game somewhere, right?
Can we go?
This has got to be a drinking game, and Huntley's the one
Huntley's
where you,
the wild
you got to finish the.
Oh, that's the finisher beer.
Yeah. Two shots there.
That's the finisher beer.
Oh,
can I just? Can we just all go?
Does anybody
down?
Have a headache over this?
I want to lie down.
I suddenly have a headache.
Well, that's why Q called it a debacle. See, that's. I think they need to bring.
Who was the caller we had today? Said this is great. Every team's going to do this every year now.
I think they need to bring some clarity to this, which is why I think that they'll name a starter before the third preseason game.
Even Jerry Jones is like, boy, this might be too much pub.
You know what, boys? Enjoy being relevant right now, because once the season starts, we will not be relevant anymore. How do you tell a good team from a bad team? All the news that comes out of training camp, right? Good teams aren't worrying about any of this stuff. Like, have we heard one quote from Philadelphia today? Other than, it was a good joint practice.
We weren't planning to.
Good joint practice. The Browns were here today. Yes, I forgot about that. Excuse me, the glare off my Super Bowl trophy is blinding my eyes right now. That's what I'm worried about. You know, are we using the right polish on the Lombardi?
So Shadur has had a dead arm, sore arm, whatever you want to call it,
and
now an oblique injury. Problem?
For a regular, everyday, average fifth-round pick, maybe, but not for Shadur. Remember, can't make the club from the tub. And for fifth-rounders, that sometimes holds true, especially on good teams.
My buddy,
I don't think he's in that world.
So. My buddy RG sent me a text earlier in the day.
Is he RG2 or RG4?
No.
I know you're not friends with RG3.
He sent me a text earlier in the day. And he said, don't be surprised if one or two guys go on the short-term IR with that hammy. And I said, yeah, of course, that's an easy solution. He says, in Cleveland, no way are all four going to be healthy. He just sent me a text. Called it. Sure, the fans are panicked now. That's easy to call when three of the guys were already injured, and now it's a fourth. I'm not laughing at their injuries. I'm laughing at the lunacy of the situation.
All right, how does this change Sanders' situation?
Well, we don't know the severity of it. If it's severe, Andy, and they got to shut him down, well, he's going on the IR. He's your IR guy.
And that would take him out, for the first 4 weeks of the season?
I believe.
I think that's the first 4 weeks of the regular season. But you don't have to make that designation until roster cutdown day.
I believe that's all correct. But, you know, if Kenny Pickett's hamstring is problematic, which I would assume it's not that problematic because he actually participated in some drills today. And Dylan Gabriel's hamstring apparently is healed because he participated, Dano, a couple of first-team reps for Dylan Gabriel and was involved in 11-on-11s.
Correct.
But it was a conspiracy.
So the top guy now on the injury hit list is Shadur Sanders. Because we don't know anything yet.
His ouchie is the latest ouchie.
Yeah, that's it. And yet there's 40-year-old Joe. Hey!
Look at me.
Looking good.
Metamucil, kids. We're not talking fiber issues for me, are we? No, I'm still playing. I'm 40.
Okay.
Right? The young kid's got some muscle fiber issues. I don't know. Does Metamucil have
Chris Easterling of the Beacon Journal, Ohio.com, where you can read all of Chris's work, was in Philadelphia. Maybe he was standing by when Shadur injured his oblique. Chris is going to join us next, get his thoughts from practice today, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.